We're about to ask what music you've been listening to. We do this every month. It's a way to learn what's on your tape player or your MP3 file. We're trying to find music that matters to you, even if it doesn't turn up on the radio or on TV. You know, right now, a heat wave has hit much of the country, and one of our colleagues was looking at the weather map in the paper the other day, and it reminded her of a pepperoni pizza full of red and yellow zones. So we're going to get some musical advice from a guy who works outdoors in the sun. David Del Valle is a construction worker in Boston, and he joins us now from member station WBUR. Mr. Del Valle, welcome.
Hi. How you doing?
Doing great. Doing great. So you emailed us and said you were picking out your songs of summer. So let's hear about your first pick.
My first pick was Go Little Camaro Go by the Ramones, featuring lovely Blondie on a little backup vocals, helping Joey out there. It's a underrated tune, I think, about getting out there in the sun and driving around on a nice warm day, and it just, you know, why not? That's what you should be doing.
Well, let's drive around and give a little bit of a listen to the Ramones. How long have you been listening to this song?
Oh, since about 87 when it came out.
And how did it first come to your attention? Was it on the radio then, or did somebody point it out to you?
Nah, having gotten into the Ramones a little earlier, I just scooped up any old thing that they put out. When I got that one, it was a pretty decent album. When I got to that song, I just loved it. And I just really thought that it's horrible that song wasn't on the radio, because people should be driving around, throwing the cooler in the car, listening to that tune.
So we've got one song of summer, but not the only one you've brought for us. What else are you listening to?
I love, absolutely love, Martha Reeve and the Vandellas, Dancing in the Streets. I think it's the quintessential summertime song. If that doesn't get you out there, that is the best summer song.
Once you get out of the car, you can do a little dancing.
They dance in the streets, exactly.
This song is older than you are.
Yeah, and it predates me a bit.
You're 28 years old.
Yep.
And this song is from when?
I think 64.
1964. Well, let's hear a little bit of Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, Dancing in the Streets. I gather that although you're a big fan of music, you cannot listen to music on the job where you work.
No, every now and then, you know, someone's driving by and you're going to get a bit of it, but no, not too often. You know, just, you know, you count the rhythm of, hammers swinging and stuff like that to keep you entertained sometimes.
You're actually hoping that somebody drives by with the music booming out of the car.
Yeah, as long as it's not that, you know, that thump, thump, thump stuff, you know.
And why can't you listen to music on the job?
Oh, well, every now and then they give you a little speech that it slows down productivity. You know, we don't buy it. I just hum to myself and do little skits, things like that.
But I gather that in your industry, in that part of the country, and on the jobs you've been on, a lot of the workers are of Portuguese descent.
Yep, absolutely. The Azores are well represented out there, and Logan Airport and all the other little projects going on.
You've been working on Logan Airport?
Yeah. Well, sometimes. You know, I go up there and then, you know, bop on over to Washington Street where they're doing some other stuff.
What do you do? What have you done at Logan Airport?
Well, let's see. I've dropped bricks on my feet. I hit myself in the hand with a hammer one time. I fell off of a truck one time. I ran the gambit. I did it all up there.
They pay you for that, huh?
Oh yeah. Handsomely, I say.
I gather that you yourself are of Portuguese descent.
Yes, I am. Yeah.
And you've tried to round out this segment for us by picking some Portuguese music. Can you tell us about this?
This is the music that I hear when I go to the various Holy Ghost feasts and festas, and then the lovely Madeira festival celebrating the incoming crop of grapes for the Madeira wine that's held in New Bedford, Massachusetts. And they're weekend-long feasts with lots and lots of food and lots of music, and everybody's just celebrating and have a good time. And you wait all year for summer to come around so they have those feasts again. At least I do.
And this is stuff you never actually go to the store and buy. It's just in the air in the places you go.
Right. It's always just live. Every one of them has some live bands going.
Well, our producer, Susan Stone, made an effort to find a traditional Portuguese song that could represent what you've been listening to there. This is called Chamarrita. Let's take a listen. Is this about right?
Yeah, that's it. Throw in a big plate of marinated meat, and you're right there.
And people dance to this? Or
they cut a rug. You'll see, I'll look over and say, wow, that's that 80-year-old guy from the deli, and there he is shaking that thing with his wife, and everybody's dancing, having a good time.
What are these Portuguese songs traditionally about, the ones that you're hearing at the festivals? Is there a theme to them?
Certain ones in the early summer, they'll have ones where they'll sing about leaving the homeland and how they're never going to see mama again, and sing about how much they love the homeland, and then they'll go into current topics. It's interesting because sometimes they'll be singing in Portuguese. I don't know what they're saying, but every now and then someone will stand up and applaud, or someone over on the left will start crying. It's very interesting to when they go through the different topics to see how the crowd reacts. But then as the night goes on, it's just all party music. Party music in Portuguese.
And that, I guess, is the common theme of all these songs you've brought to us, even though they come from radically different places and they're radically different kinds of music.
Yeah, it's lighter fare. It's just about getting out and having fun, I guess.
David Delval is a construction worker in Boston, Massachusetts. Mr. Delval, thanks very much.
Thank you.
And if you'd like to find out more about David's picks, you can visit our website at npr.org. And if you want to tell us what you're listening to, all you have to do is send us an email at watc@npr.org. And please put the words listening to in the subject line.